We're going to return this morning to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It's been about a month or month and a half since we've looked at this passage, but we're going to continue thinking through each of the phrases here. So 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7 is what we'll read as we confess our sins to the Lord this morning. This is the Word of God. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Amen. So this morning we're looking at the phrase at the end of verse 5, love thinks no evil. That is the translation that the New King James provides. If you have another translation, you may notice that, like the ESV says, love is not resentful. The NIV says, love keeps no record of wrongs. And there is some difference in meaning amongst those translations, slight difference. And love thinks no evil kind of covers everything, covers all different kinds of applications, but in particular, this word, most often in the New Testament, is used as a sort of accounting term. Record-keeping. Love does not count wrongs is a very good translation, in fact. And we did talk a couple weeks ago about the thinking evil in terms of suspicions, evil surmisings. But I'm going to primarily emphasize from this verse the idea of resentment, or keeping record of wrongs, or bitterness, if you will. That's going to be the point of focus here, as that is one of the possible translations. So it is this practice of keeping all the sins that have been committed against you on a very detailed ledger that you study carefully that is forbidden in this verse. This verse is telling us that it is not loving to keep that record, that very detailed record that you add to and that you study about all the offenses that have been committed against you. That's what it is getting at. To do that is contrary to the way of love. It is unloving to be resentful. It's unloving to be bitter and angry with others to keep these records. And sometimes we think that this bitterness that can be in our hearts just affects us. It doesn't affect anybody else. We'll keep it to ourselves. But the scriptures warn us that inevitably, these things can affect others. Hebrews 12 talks about this when it talks about the root of bitterness. Hebrews 12, verse 14, it says, pursue peace with all people and holiness without which no one will see the Lord, looking carefully lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. It can defile many when we don't deal with these things. So not only is it dangerous to those around us, but it's, of course, a very difficult, burdensome condition for any of us to be in, to carry all these records of wrongs and to then to diligently study them. It's a very sad condition for us to be in. The word doleful came to mind. It's just kind of miserable to have to do that. And sometimes there are real sins committed against us. People break God's law, and it's against us that it happens, and it's hard. It's hard to deal with. It can be hard to forgive. However, there's also times where we perceive that wrong has been committed against us when, in fact, it wasn't wrong. That can be a misperception on our parts. But whatever it is, if it's a real sin committed against us or if it's a perceived offense and wrong against us, either way, it's a very burdensome thing to carry around. And it's a weight that we shouldn't have to carry. It's a weight that we should be able to cast off by the grace of God. If you are in the habit of keeping a detailed record of wrongs and holding those wrongs against everyone around you, you're going to carry a heavy burden, and it's only going to grow heavier. Now, I was trying to get a picture of what is it like to carry these record of wrongs everywhere. What is the sort of picture that helps me to understand what that can be like? And the picture of somebody carrying around a very large stack of books came to mind, everywhere they go. One of the largest publications in the English language is the 20-volume Oxford English Dictionary. It totals 21,728 pages. It weighs 140 pounds. Now imagine carrying those 20 volumes everywhere you go, to the grocery store. You got to carry a little cart behind you with your 20 volumes. And then you get to work and you have to lug all those things into work and you stack them on the desk. And then before you go home, you got to pick them all back up, put them back in the car and go home with them. That would be wearying. That would be oppressive to have to carry that 20 volume set everywhere you went. And yet some people do that when it comes to these record of wrongs. They carry around these volumes, these heavy volumes everywhere they go, and they are weary, they are burdened and miserable as a result of it. It is a very heavy burden. And yet if you think about the 20 volumes, maybe you've counted up these 20 volumes or of wrongs committed against you, and then I thought, well, what would it be like to carry a book of all of my sins around? All of my debts committed against the Holy God, would I be able to leave my house? I don't know how many volumes it would be. Would it be 100,000 pages? A million pages? I don't know what it would take. But it would be a heavy, heavy burden to carry. And thankfully, by the grace of God, we don't have to carry that debt around. Because of the forgiving blood of Christ, those are covered. There is indeed a book in heaven, as Revelation describes, of all the deeds committed. Those books will be opened on the day of judgment. And there it's a very detailed ledger. But by the grace of God, we don't have to worry about that ledger standing against us. It's a big ledger, but every single line item says forgiven, debt paid, it is finished through the blood of Christ. And so when we think about the ledger of wrongs committed against us that we are tempted to carry around, sometimes when we do that, I think we have just simply lost sight of the grace of God when it comes to our ledger of wrongs. It is just like the parable of the unforgiving servant. It's the same kind of picture, right? The man comes in, he owes 10,000 talents, the infinite debt against this king, and he can't pay it. He can't even begin to pay it. Take hundreds of thousands of years to pay it. And he says, have mercy on me. And of course, the king forgives it all. Completely debt-free. And then he goes and he finds his fellow servant, the fellow servant who owes 100 denarii, which is a somewhat significant amount. It'll take a couple months to pay that off, probably. So it is a real offense. It is a real weight. But what does that servant do in the parable? He grabs him, he chokes him, he holds it against him. He won't release it. And he loses sight of where he has come from. And so, likewise, brothers and sisters, it is not only our duty to forgive one another, as the Lord's Prayer talks about, you know, forgive us our debts as we also forgive our debtors, but it is a great freeing blessing to forgive others. It is so freeing to release those burdens and not carry them around anymore. It is the grace of God that you don't have to carry your sins in a book around. And you don't have to carry your brother's sins or your sister's sins against you. You don't have to carry those books. Your sins are covered in Christ. Your brother's sins covered in Christ. Therefore, we do not keep record of wrongs. It is unloving to keep a record of wrongs. You can go to the grocery store. You can go to work not carrying those heavy volumes around. What a blessing. It reminds me of the Shorter Catechism when it summarizes the phrase, forgive us our debts in the Lord's Prayer. It says in the fifth petition, which is, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, we pray that God for Christ's sake would freely pardon all of our sins, which we are the rather encouraged to ask, because by His grace we are enabled from the heart to forgive others. It's a beautiful encapsulation of that. Our debts are forgiven, and because of that, we're just free to forgive everybody else's debts. It's like the Day of Jubilee in Leviticus. Everything's free. Everything. And on that 50-year mark, it came that it's just this glorious celebration of freedom all around. Debts canceled left and right. Well, I'm here to remind you that as we come every single Lord's Day, we have that Day of Jubilee. We come and say that your sins are forgiven in Christ as we've confessed them, and by His grace He enables you to do the same for your brother or your sister. So I encourage you this morning, brothers and sisters, do not carry the books anymore. It's a heavy burden, it's a difficult burden, and it's not a burden that you have to carry. God can help you to let go of those books and to burn them. So let's go ahead and pray that the Lord would enable us by His grace to do that, because I know that there are times where significant sins are committed against us and it can be very difficult for us to do this. And so we have to cry out for God's grace. We have to say, Lord, help me to walk in that forgiveness. I want to hold on to this book. It's so hard to let go of this book, and yet I want to. I don't want to carry it. We need the Lord's help to do that. Let's go ahead and pray. Our merciful Heavenly Father, we come to You once again grateful that we can draw near to the throne of grace through our great High Priest, Jesus Christ. We come through His blood, asking that You would forgive our sins for Christ's sake. Cleanse us, O Lord, of our lack of love for others. We are convicted that it is unloving for us to hold these offenses, to keep this record of wrongs. Forgive us for being that unmerciful servant at times where we just don't want to let the debt go, when each of us has received such mercy. Father, we do need Your grace. We do need Your power to enable us to do this. It is hard for us at times to forgive, and so we pray that by Your grace You would enable us to overcome our bitterness, our resentment, and to let these things go. Help us to forgive just as You have forgiven us through Christ. And now we take a moment to confess our own sins before the Lord.